Hello and welcome to Access 2013 tutorials. In this video I'm going to be talking you through the onload event of a form. So if you want to play along, follow the link below the video to the download section of the website and download Access 2013 DB28 and open it up as one does. Okay, why do I want to talk to you about the onload events of forms? Well, the reason I want to do that is if you open up form main and go to reports and guests. In the last video we set some default values for the start and end dates and the combo box here, but the problem is we've got on these text boxes we've got after update events. So if I were to change the value of a text box, it will automatically update this report down here. And the reason this is a problem, well, it isn't actually a problem, that's good, we like that. But what we don't like is the fact that when the report opens up, although these have default values, this report isn't actually being filtered as we want it. So what we're going to do is we're going to put a load event on the form so that this opens up filtered with these dates. Got it? Let's hope so. Okay, so close that form, and the form we're interested in is form reports guests. Now a load event of a form, funny enough, fires when the form loads. There's various things you might need to do with a form as it loads. This is one example of that. There's plenty of other examples that I'm not going to go into. I'm just going to show you this one, as it's the only one that's pertinent to the database at the moment. What we're going to do is we're going to go to the event on the property sheet of, it doesn't really matter, start date or end date. Click in the after update macro. Click in here, control A, control C. So we're copying that event. And then we're going to go back to the property sheet, go to form, and we're going to go for the onload event of the form. And we're going to click in the three dots, macro builder, control V, and we've pasted in our macros, the wonders of copying and pasting. Okay, so now if we close that and open up form main, I go to reports and guests. Not only do we have default values for the dates, we also have this filtered down to the dates we want. Again, I said this a few times, not entirely obvious, but trust me, it does work. Actually, don't trust me. No, do trust me. It does work. Okay, thank you for watching this video, and I hope to see you in the next one. Bye.